What do you feel like you're going to bring, Nate, to this team early on?
I mean, the goal is stop the run. That's what I'm here to do. At the same time, get the quarterback. We got to be able to stop the run in order for us to do that.
Have you talked to Paul Kruger yet since coming into town?
No, I missed Paul when I got in yesterday, but I'll definitely be seeing him tomorrow or Monday when they come in.
Is there anything behind the number 48, or was that just given to you?
That was just given to me. I'm fine with that. I mean, I got to talk to my wife, figure out what number I should be, but I mean, a number's a number.
How much Cleveland Browns football have you watched since you became a Brown?
Not too much Cleveland football. I mean, I'm going to be honest, I don't got cable at home. They don't have football on Netflix, and so that's all I got about that.
What's your go-to show on Netflix?
Breaking Bad, Heroes, all that good stuff.
And then why the urgency to sign your contract? I mean, I know they're kind of slotted, but
yeah,
not everybody signed it first day. Any reason?
Hey, I'm just here so I don't get fined. I mean, they just told me to go up, sign your contract. I was like, all right, cool with me. I got my contract. Saw the numbers, like, okay, there goes college for my little girl. Just getting ready to go to work.
I mean, that's incredible money for a young guy.
Definitely.
Besides, was there anything else besides college for your girl that jumps in your head right away?
Just knowing that, hey, this is a great start to my career and to my wife, to my life with my wife and daughter. Just got to be smart with my money. Can definitely provide for them for a very long time. And I mean, that's the biggest thing, just being smart with my money.
How difficult is it when you get that to resist the urge to go out and splurge or do something?
I'm not a big outer. I mean, I'm a homebody. I had my time when I was younger. I mean, 22, whatever. married 2 years now, and I'm having a good time. I'm just here. Can't wait for my wife and daughter to get out here. But at the same time, I'm enjoying these moments with my teammates, and whatever happens, happens.
What do you think of Coach O'Neal's defense?
I love it. I love what we're doing, the scheme. Coach O'Neal and I kicked it off. He's great. I think I'm going to be here and work with him for a while. Just enjoying myself here.
Do you know much about Xavier Cooper?
I do. I actually had a chance to work out with Xavier and Danny pre-draft out in San Diego. And I mean, to be here on the same team as them, I mean, what are the odds? I never would have thought we'd be in the situation, but I'm happy about it and blessed to be here.
What do you think about Cooper as a player?
Very versatile. I mean, he's quick for the guy his size. I mean, you almost think he's a defensive end, but I mean, that's just another asset and another tool we can use on that defensive line in third and long situations, and excited to have him here.
Do you picture you and him and Danny getting after the quarterback for the next several years?
I hope so. I mean, it's a great combo, and I mean, ultimately we just want to bring the team wins and get back to Super Bowl playoff and just continue doing what we're doing.
Hey, when you guys are out there, how many guys at Exos, how many guys are like, you know, when you're working out, how many guys are also in the same spot? And you mentioned the three guys, yourself and two others. How many else guys are working out at the same time?
I mean, not a couple. It's just hard to say the first day, you know. But at the same time, everyone's getting their reps. Everyone's doing their thing and contributing.
Next, we're talking 10, 30.
He's talking about the workout.
In San Diego.
Oh, in San Diego.
Yes, yes.
I thought you were talking about today. But in San Diego, there was about 30 of us, split it up into three groups. And I was with Danny and Cooper in that last group in the morning, and I mean, we had Eric Armstead out there, Donovan Smith, Shaq Thompson, all those guys, a bunch of great prospects, Melvin Gordon, Devin Smith, a handful of amazing players, but yeah, huge honor to play with them, and it's so great to be here with Danny and Cooper.
Nate, over the next couple of months, what's going to be the biggest challenge for you in your transition as an NFL player?
The business aspect to it. I'm going to keep working hard, doing my thing. Biggest thing at the same time is stay in my playbook. I got to learn defense mentally. If you want to be great, that's what you got to get down.
How old's your daughter?
She's 20 months, almost two, and she's a handful.
What are you studying to go be a good pass rusher in the NFL? I mean, has that been part of it for you yet, studying NFL pass rushers?
Yeah. I mean, I have in my collegiate career. I studied Elvis Dumervil, Von Miller, Alden Smith. I mean, he took a little bit of stuff from J.J. Watt. You know, these amazing players. And it's hard to pick just one to take my model my game after. And so you just take bits and pieces from all these guys and become the best I can be. Yeah.
Whether or not you would want to say the guy's name, is there a guy you think you play a little bit like?
Von Miller. You know, a little undersized, but at the same time, can get to the quarterback and benefit in the run.
watching that YouTube tape. I think it was about 9 minutes long. I was watching the other day. It seemed like a lot of your sacks came second effort. I was mm-hmm. talking about that.
Right. I got a motor, and I just want to keep running. Play's never over until the whistle's blown. That's a big thing, and then that's what we did in college. Just harp on that. Just keep running till the whistle's blown. And that's what you hear. It's the second effort is what can get you to the quarterback, and that's what I continue to do.
Are you interested to see how you do when you go up again against a guy like Joe Thomas?
I'm excited. Looked up Joe last night, and, God, amazing player. What can I say? It's an honor to be in the same team as him and to be able to go up against him and learn from him. I can't wait. It's just going to help me as a player, and I hope I can help him as well.